Morning. And at 17 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, it's another warm welcome to our plumbing boss, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing. Yellow. You've been busy saving rhinos and creatures, great and small, in Mfolozi.
Well, we've had our hands stuck in there assisting the guys. So from a plumbing perspective, we've helped the guys install some new water lines and done a couple of gas geyser replacements and things like that for the staff accommodation. But myself, I sit as the chairman of the Mfolozi Honorary Officers, and I'll tell you what, it's probably one of the most soul rewarding things you can do is give back to nature.
I had no idea that you were so involved. This is fantastic. What does it entail, being a voluntary officer?
So in the early days, the honorary officers were very much involved in foot patrols, and they got involved with a little bit of law enforcement and things like that in the early days. As the years have gone by and rules and regulations and everything have got a little more strict, the honorary officer portfolio has changed, and we are more, you want to call us maintenance technicians. You know, we do the upkeep of the hides. We assist with the boreholes for various places. There's the road signage project that we did in Mfolozi. So it's general bits and bobs. You know, you get a burst pipe here. We've got electricians on board as well. We've even got a couple of doctors, some accountants, some mechanics. So we've helped fix tractors, generators, all sorts of stuff. Just, you know, where the organization is stressed or stretched, we step in and just give them that little bit of extra help.
Again, it comes down to the fact that I believe the salvation of South Africa is the public-private partnership, or the citizens and duly appointed staff of any NGO-type organization like this, working together for a better outcome. I think that's wonderful. What are the perks? If anyone listening to this, I want to be an honorary officer. I'm sure that I can contribute. Presumably, honorary means there is no money involved, but what you talk about the reward. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, so definitely no money involved in anything. You do it purely for the love and the passion of it. Reward-wise, I mean, you get to go stay at our honorary officer camp, which is in the arse end of Mfolozi Game Reserve, tucked away in a nice corner. I think couple of months ago I came walking up to the gate to open the gate, and there was a pride of lions just outside the gate, so I decided to stay in the gate.
So it's there is a camp, and honorary officers get to utilize the facilities, I presume, on an advantageous basis.
Yeah, so we have our working weekend once a month, the first weekend of every month, or first Saturday of every month. And the other weekends in between, if the place is available, an honorary officer can book it and take friends and family there. So friends and family, we ask for a very small little donation to go into the pot for the upkeep of home camp. But other than that, you know, it's rustic, but it's good for the soul.
Yeah, absolutely. Time spent in wild places is always extraordinary. In terms of its benefit. So there it is. Are you still, I suppose it's a constant program and a constant process. People come and go. Do you put out requests for honorary officers to volunteer?
So basically, the honorary officer side of things, you're obviously somebody that's got to be in the position to be able to donate your time. Be able to get up to the park on a relatively regular basis, and also be able to contribute in a meaningful way.
So if you're an artisan or a trade or a professional that has skills that are in
100%, but you also have people that are lawyers and accountants. I mean, we need a treasurer and we need secretaries. But you also have people that are in business economics but have a hobby that they're amazingly good at. and they bring that to the park, and that hobby becomes something that they can then do and add value to.
So is there a screening process? What do you bring to the honorary officer?
Yeah, party? Your application form comes with your interests, what your qualifications are, what your interests and hobbies are. And then we generally invite you to the park. Come and join the honorary officers for 2 or 3 working weekends. Do you fit in with the group? Do you like where our home is? We've had a couple of people that have arrived and thought the place was like 5-star. But meanwhile, in reality, it's probably a 1-star. And you've had other people that have arrived there expecting 5-star and turned around and gone home. Which then, straight off the bat, if you're picking the area of where you're staying over what you're doing, we're camping. It's rustic.
Yeah.
So, yes, do you fit into the crew? If you do fit into the crew, absolutely fantastic. We laugh and joke. We've got a doctor, he's a urologist in Derbs, and we rag each other all the time. He was a recent join into the group, and he says, "Hey, I like this Chairman Barry, but his motivation techniques are very strange, because I'm always chirping the guys and we're laughing." And I mean, like last year or 2 years AGM, we gave a friend or one of the honorary officers the spade of productivity and turned it into a walking stick, because whenever he's got a spade in his hand, everyone else digs, he just leans on the spade. So he got awarded the spade of productivity. So we have a lot of fun as well, but we achieve a mountain of work. Last financial year in Infolozi, we added 1.8 million rands worth of value as a group of 32 people.
More strength to you and your voluntary officers in Infolozi. And if anyone listening to this would like to find out more, who do they approach?
They can find me.
Just like that. Barry Chapman, the big Umnumzane, as it says on his shirt, the head of the plumbing concern that sponsors our news, and he's in every Tuesday talking interesting stuff, and a thoroughly interesting and entertaining fella. My very special guest on a Tuesday, Barry Chapman. We'll catch up in a week's time. Oh, and if you have only just joined us and are wondering what we're talking about, it'll be up as a podcast real soon this afternoon, and you'll be able to tune in and share the good news to your heart's content.
Thank you.
And the afternoon show continues.